I can have your attention here in the media center, we are now joined by our Bush Pull Award winner for Sunday's Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and that's Eric Almirola, driver of the number 10 Smithfield Ford Fusion for Stuart Haas Racing. So if you have a question for Eric, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. Questions for Eric Almirola. We'll start here with Reed, and then we'll go to Jacob.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire. Congratulations.
Thanks, Reed.
How did you manage to post a 30.55 in the third round after two laps on tires?
Sneaky. We knew our car had a lot of raw speed in it, and through the rounds, the adjustments that Johnny was making kept making our car a little bit better. I think we ran an 84, and then we ran a 75. In round two, but we were getting it done on lap one. And in the first round, there was a little bit of confusion leaving pit road, so I feel like that might have cost us a little bit. But then that final round, just, you know, really good execution by the whole team. The changes that the engineers and Johnny made to the car, and just honestly the car that the guys brought. We had a really good car right off the truck. We were second in practice. And just kind of carried that speed through qualifying. And then that final round, knew that a second lap was going to be faster than the first. So, in that first lap, kind of decided to throw that lap away and work on building the speed up. And then that second lap just really executed and hit all my marks perfectly. And I was able to be good enough in a really fast lap to get the pole, which is really cool because I haven't done it in like 7 years. So that was pretty neat.
Well, that was another point, because Clint hadn't had one since 2007. And so...
Yeah, good. I finally got something on Clint.
Go next to Jacob.
Jacob Zielman, Speed Sport Magazine. So in following up from what Reed just said, did Clint rib you at all when you... got back there? Did you have a chance to say anything to him after the run?
No, I haven't seen him yet. But that's one of the great things about our race team is we're going to have a lot more opportunities at these. Everybody at Stuart Haas Racing is building incredible race cars, and it doesn't matter what rules they throw at us. It's at the end of the day, it's about people. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that impresses me the most about our organization is, you give 400 really talented employees a challenge with a new race car, with a Ford Mustang, and a new rules package from NASCAR, and they just go to work. They put their head down and go to work and figure out how to make everything work to make the cars go fast. And that has it's blown me away in my year and in couple months that I've been there at how dedicated those employees are and all all 400 employees are at making race cars go fast. That's what they wake up every morning to go do.
So what you said about knowing that lap two would be faster, is this like plate track qualifying now everywhere we go, where you've got to wind it up to make sure you get a fast lap?
It's going to be different at different tracks, and I think that that's the one of the things that is still an unknown. Johnny and I talked about it a lot this week, and our engineers and myself sat down at the shop Tuesday and looked at a lot of different scenarios and things, and I really think it's going to be different from track to track. And every track we go to, there's going to be risk versus reward on trying to get it done in one lap or two laps or three laps. And just it's going to be very dependent on the track that we're at and the tire that Goodyear brings. That was one of the things that we were concerned about here at Atlanta was the tire fall off. And we knew that we couldn't just keep putting laps on our tires. We needed the tires to be at the best at the end, even though we knew that lap two was going to be faster.
Lee?
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Talking to some of the guys, we could see some form of drafting out there with this new package. Ask Clint Boyer what he thought that might look like. He said he doesn't know. You've already said there are a lot of unknowns.
I mean,
there seem to be more unknowns now than knowns. What do we need to look for?
I think one of the things we're going to look for is the fall off, and I think that with this new package, there's going to be a lot of risk versus reward, like I talked about, with speed, building speed into your car, but then you sacrifice handling. It's going to be really hard and a very tall task to trim your car out and have speed and still have it driving good. If you make your car drive good, it's probably not going to handle very good. If you make your car handle good, it's probably not going to be very fast. So I think that's the challenge that the teams and the engineers and the drivers are faced with this package is really trying to find raw speed without sacrificing handling.
So I would guess setting the car up for qualifying will be dramatically different than anything you're going to look at in the race.
I honestly don't know. I don't get into the details and the weeds a lot with Johnny and the engineers on our team. They sit there and spend 16 hours a day cross-eyed looking at their computers trying to figure out how to make our race cars go fast. And I just show up and tell them if it's tight or loose or give them my thoughts and opinions on different, you know, strategic 10,000-foot view. But as far as all the details on the car and what they're going to need to do to make it fast for qualifying versus what will need to be fast on Sunday will be up to them. I will be the first to know. I'll be the first guy to know if our car is driving good and got speed. But as far as the planning and the preparation and all of that stuff, a lot of that falls into those guys' hands, and they do a really good job at it.
Additional questions? Eric, congratulations on winning the pole award.
Thanks, guys. It's going to be exciting Sunday.